Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Tov Tes. We are up to Sif Hei, the last line on page 548. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Kol HaMeniach Eruvo B'Mokom. Anyone who places his Eruv in a place, Yesh Lo B'Mokom Eruvo Arba Amos. He has in the place of his Eruv 4 Amos. L'fikach, therefore, HaMeniach Eruv Tchumen Shelo B'Sof HaTchum, one who places his Eruv Tchumen at the edge of his Tchum, V'Nizgalgal, and it rolls out, Besoch arba amos hareza eruv. If it's within 4 amos, so then it's a good eruv. Chutzla arba amos. If it goes beyond 4 amos from where his tchum ends, eino eruv. It's not going to be a good eruv. So the mechaber is telling us that wherever a person places his eruv, his makom shvisa is really the 4 amos around that, and therefore if the eruv goes out from his tchum, if it's still within 4 amos, so then the 4 amos that he has around his eruv overlaps with his tchum, so the eruv is still good. But once it's beyond 4 amos, so then it's outside his tchum, there's no way to get to it, and therefore the eruv is not good. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Yud Zayin, Kol HaMeniach, Shemekom Eruvo Kona Lo Arba Amos Tomit Sevivov. The place of a person's eruv is Kona for him 4 amos always around the eruv. Levad ha'alpayim shenosim lo l'chol ruach. This is besides the 2,000 amos that he gets afterwards in all directions. Sevkotan yudches b'makom haynu b'chol makom she'em mukaf mechitzos. When we say he gets 4 amos in the place of his eruv, that's when the placement of the eruv is in an area where there are no walls. Debemukaf mechitzos, because when it would be in an area that is surrounded by walls, chashvinan kulu ka'arba amos, then we consider the whole enclosure as 4 amos, like we learned earlier. So this is another mechaber that it's, you get 4 amos is when it's out in the open. Because if it's in an enclosed area, the entire enclosure is dal amos. And in all these cases, beyond the din dal amos, you get the 2,000 amos in all directions. Sivkatan yutes. The mechaber told us, therefore, if you place your eruv besof atchum, zaktan mishabura hu adin beinichu beemtza atchum. The same din is true if you place the eruv in the middle of the tchum, v'nizgalgal besoch arba amos shemichutz latchum, and it rolled out within 4 amos from outside the tchum, nami din hachi, would still have the same din, it would be okay. The mechaber just chooses the case of besof atchum, because that's a more likely case that it will roll out, but it could be in the middle of the tchum and rolling out, that would be the same din. The Bir Halacha brings down the Maskil Basof, others that argue on this Nakuda, but this is how the Mishabura brings it down, that there's no difference if it's placed Basof HaTchum and it rolls out, or it's placed in the middle of the Tchum and it rolls out. As long as it's within 4 Amos from the edge of the Tchum, the eruv is going to be good. Sivkotan Chavin is Galgel Mibod Yom, it rolled out before Shabbos. The same thing would be true if he rolled it out by himself with kavana, it would have the same din. Because the 4 amos around his eruv is shayach to his tchum. In terms of whether a person is allowed the chatchila to place his eruv outside of his tchum, within the 4 amos, yivur lekaman b'sifir aleph, that we'll see later, in mitzvah Hashem, in sifir aleph. Sifkaton chavbeiz, if it is more than 4 amos away, so then we said, it's eino eruv, detzarech sheyia munach b'mokom shia b'yachoto lahgia elo ben hashmashos. The eruv has to be in a place that a person's able to get to it during ben hashmashos. V'keivan shu chutz latchum mimokom shu omei ben hashmashos. And since this eruv is outside the tchum from the place where he's standing, ben hashmashos, v'lo yuchol lahagia elav, and he can't get to it, lo have the eruv, that is not going to be a good eruv. And memeila v'nishra tchum beisov ukedel el, and he'll remain with the tchum from his bias, like we learned earlier that when you put out an eruv too far and it's not a good eruv, you end up getting the tchum from your bias. Says the mechaber vaytis avov, ovad eruvo onisra, if a person's eruv gets lost or gets burned, or like the case we just discussed in Sif Hei, where it was at the edge of the tchum and the eruv rolled out to past 4 amos, or the eruv was made up of truma and it became tameh. So if it was mibaod yom, if it all happened, any of these 4 things before Shabbos, einu eruv, it's not a good eruv. If any of these things happen to the Eruv after dark, then it is a good Eruv. The time of the Eruv taking effect of being Koine is during Ben Hashmashos. Im safek kosher, if it's a safek of when it happened, before Shabbos or after Shabbos, before Shabbos or during Shabbos, so that's going to be kosher. Shesveik ha'eruv kosher, a suffik eruv is kosher. V'hu she'yil lo cheskas kashrus, but that suffik is only going to be okay if it has a cheskas kashrus. Could go and say like these cases, she'enichu sham, that you placed it there, v'eruv bo suffik, and then the suffik happened, you're just not sure when it happened. Aval im lo ha'yil lo cheskas kashrus, but if it was never a cheskas kashrus, could go, for example, suffik im hunach sham im lav, you're not even sure if it was ever placed, so then lo. So we'll say a suffix by an Erev is going to be Lokula, but only if it has a Cheskas Kashrus. If there's no Cheskas Kashrus, you don't know if the Erev was ever placed, then we would say the suffix is no good. Says the Mishabura Sef Katan Chav Gimel, Truma V'nitmes. One of the examples was Truma that became Tameh. De lo Chazi, lo lo Kohen, v'lo lo Yisrael. Truma that became Tameh is not fit for a Kohen or for Yisrael. We said all these things, mi bodyom akulu kai, all these things, if they happen to the Erev from before Shabbos, the Erev is not good. We said if it's a suffik when it happened, it's kosher, but only if it has a cheskas kashrus. If there's no cheskas kashrus, it's not going to be good. The example of the no cheskas kashrus that the Mechaber gave us was, you weren't sure if it was ever placed. Says the Mishabura Sivkot Nukhav Hei, v'hu adin b'iniach l'chadchila. And the same thing is true if you placed it down mitchila, safek truma tmeya. You placed it down while it was in a state of being safek truma tmeya. You weren't sure if this truma was Torah tameh, so there was obviously no cheskas kashrus, o safek trefa. Or if it was put down as a safek trefa, the ain't no erev, that would not be a good erev as well. The milvach lo hayo lo cheskas kashrus, besides the fact that these cases do not have any cheskas kashrus, it was never put down mitchila to be vada kosher. But inan suuda haruya lecho ben hashmashos, we also require an erev to be a suuda that's fit to be eaten during ben hashmashos. The kanshu is a fake iser, and here what was put down is a suffix of whether it's a treifa or it's truma tumeya. That is a fake iser, and therefore it's einu ruuya. It's not fit for eating, and therefore you have two problems over here in this case. That besides, there's no cheskas kasher, so the suffix is no good. It's also not a suuda ruuya because since it's a suffix treifa or a suffix Chuma Tumeya, one would not be allowed to eat it during Menashmashos. We'll stop here and continue next time in Mirtz Hashem with Siv Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.